After lunch each day, the campers went to their tents for a rest period. Some of them read books. Some wrote letters home, telling their parents how bad the food was. Some just lay on their cots and talked. One afternoon during a rest period, the boys in Applegate's tent began teasing him about his name. "Applegate Skinner," said one boy. "Where did you get such a crazy name, Applegate?" "My parents gave it to me," replied Applegate. "I know what his name is," said another boy. "Sour Applegate. Sour Applegate Skinner." The boys howled at this and began chanting, "Sour Applegate, Sour Applegate, Sour Applegate." "Quiet," bellowed the tent leader. "I don't think it's funny," said Applegate. "His name isn't Sour Applegate," whispered another boy. "His name is Wormy Applegate. Wormy Applegate Skinner." This suggestion was greeted with screams of laughter. "Quiet," bellowed the tent leader. "I want quiet in this tent. Leave Applegate alone."
"Leave rotten Applegate alone," whispered another boy.
And some of the other boys had to pull their pillows over their heads so their snickering couldn't be heard. Applegate was sore. When the rest period was over, he wandered down to the dock. He didn't like being made fun of, and he wanted to do something to get even. Without saying anything to anybody, he slid a canoe into the water and paddled out into the lake, heading for the opposite shore a mile away. No one noticed him. Applegate had no business taking a canoe out alone. He had not passed his swimming test. He had not passed his canoe test. He was disobeying a camp rule. When he was a quarter of a mile from shore, in deep water, the wind grew stronger. The waves got higher. The canoe was hard to manage. Applegate got scared.